Thank you, Durwood. Now that you and Gary have delighted the listeners, Rosie and I will do our very best to keep their spirits on the same high level.
Oh, you're going to sing a song for us.
Nope. You.
Oh.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice. It's paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. Care for me.
How do you make picnic food taste better? That's a good question on this final summer holiday, and here's the answer. Serve sparkling 7-Up. Yes, for your picnic or backyard barbecue today, here's hoping you have plenty of 7-Up on hand, because 7-Up sharpens up your taste buds. It lets all the good food flavor come through to you, whether you're having a juicy red hot in a bun or busting the budget with a sizzling charcoal broiled steak. With food or all by itself, 7-Up is a welcome treat anytime. For a thirst-free Labor Day, we hope your refrigerator is well-stocked with 7-Up. For a real thirst quencher, for a fresh, clean taste, remember, fresh up with 7-Up. Be sure to see 7-Up's new hour-long television extravaganza, International Showtime, Friday nights beginning September 15th. Check your television listings for time and stations. International Showtime, coming on television September 15th from 7-Up.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart. And as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart. And as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs.
Mr. Buddy Cole commands our attention now. What's the word, Buddy?
Well, Rosie, I thought we'd do one of the songs from our Sleepy Time Gal album. Lover Come Back to Me, to be exact.
That features you on the piano, doesn't it?
On it, under it, and all over it.
I see. Some monkey shines, huh?
Crazy.
You know, these days we don't hear as much about Shangri-La type of places as we used to. You think so?
Perpetual summertime and the living is easy, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have word of a Shangri-La for us, Bing?
Well, I have a spot here that I've chosen to call an almost Shangri-La.
That's a new one, an almost Shangri-La?
Yeah, a new near Shangri-La, a place that could have been Shangri-La, at least for a while, but... Oh, regrettably, it didn't quite make it.
That's too bad. I'll settle for a close Shangri-La, though. What happened?
Well, you know a suburb near Cleveland called South Euclid?
I know it well.
And South Euclid was almost a Shangri-La?
Nearly, like I said. Oh, it would have been lovely. So lovely. It would have been a dream to live in South Euclid. And it looked as though it was going to be, but...
But what?
Well, the police department nearly ran out of traffic tickets in South Euclid.
Oh, you mean you almost couldn't get a ticket there?
Just on the verge, practically.
A town where you couldn't get a traffic ticket. That's a paradise indeed.
Yes, and just think, it nearly came true.
Property values would have skyrocketed.
You know what it was? The police were down to their last 50 traffic tickets.
Oh, I guess the new shipment of traffic tickets hadn't arrived from the printers. Was that the situation?
That was the happy situation. They were down to just 50 summonses. Now, picture this. What would have happened if the new batch of tickets had gotten lost for a week or so?
Oh, can I see? Free parking, for one thing,
huh? Oh, complete disregard for meters. You kick them and... for signs, if you can't get a ticket, you can't get a fine, can you?
No way.
But I suppose the new shipment of traffic tickets arrived before the folks in South Euclid could indulge in too much personal liberty, huh?
Yeah, but it was touch and go. It was an air thing. The police were nervous wrecks. You can imagine their embarrassment if they'd run out and were faced with not being able to issue tickets for violation.
A situation like that could drive a cop to biting his nails, couldn't it?
Why, just wagging a finger in your face and saying, now, you shouldn't have done that. Make him feel so futile. That's not going
to
get it.
No, no. Now, you got to slip a person a ticket to really drive home the message.
Of course, they could have put the town on the honor system and had violators drop by the station on of their own volition and pay the $2.
Yeah, that'd be the day, wouldn't it?
The day of the empty till.
You know, see, I wonder how the honor system would really work in such a situation.
You mean for the police department or for the people?
Well, I think it's about an 8-to-5. The police will wind up with the short end, for sure.
Yeah, but why?
Because everybody's waiting, that's why.
So you can't get a ticket for singing, can you, Bing?
Well, I could, but a talented girl like Rosemary Clooney couldn't, I'm sure.
Looks like I'm on, flatterer.
With a dream of love, I can face the world without you. With a dream of love, I remember the sweet things about you. When I'm away, I know that we're apart. But in my dreams, I guess I'm not so smart. So I close my eyes and I hide from all my sorrow. When I close my eyes, there's a promise of maybe tomorrow. I believe when they say that dreams come true. With just a dream of love, what else can you do?
Just as a precaution, just in case you've misunderstood, the police department of South Euclid, Ohio, has plenty of traffic tickets.
Yes, for heaven's sake, they didn't run out. Repeat, they did not run out. Over and out,
the
Roger.
The new shipment arrived.
Would this make a wagon train episode,
though? Oh, this would be thrilling. I want to tell you, for a while, there was a tense feeling around South Euclid.
An eerie situation on Lake Erie.
Ooh, oh, you have coined one there, girl. It was a time of suspense. The air was heavy, the streets were deserted, people just watched. Waited.
For the cops to run out of tickets.
But they didn't.
Oh, I tell you, a traffic cop without a book of tickets can be a very charming fellow.
A doll.
I'll take him home to dinner.
Just as docile as a tiger with sponge rubber teeth.
Vegetarian.
Yeah, how about a song for traffic policemen everywhere?
Good idea. And traffic police women, too.
Oh, yeah, cut the kids in. Cut the girls.
And this is a free concert, ladies and gentlemen. Tickets will not be necessary.
No revving of motors now.
Down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, such a garden of Eden, that's what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Oh, now, bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder in New Orleans. Orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seem to throw you into a coma when those orchestras play. Again I see a peacherino dance to you know what I mean, oh. Oh, she shakes a tambourino, so the Cajuns say. Down yonder in New Orleans, mid the land of dreamy scenes, such a garden of Eden, oh, what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, look out, give your lady fair a little smile. Oh, now, bet your life you're gonna linger there a little while. They got angels here on earth wearing little blue jeans down yonder in New Orleans.
Now a Cole Porter melody, True Love. Rosie, I suppose you remember, I hope you do anyhow, that I sang this song with Miss Grace Kelly of Philadelphia in the motion picture High Society.
Yes, I recall it.
You recall the words and the music?
Yes, I do.
Well, then you move right in here, Princess Rose.
Oh.
Suntanned, wind-blown, honeymooners at last alone.
Feeling far above par.
Oh, how lucky we are. While I give to you and you give to me. A guardian angel on high, with nothing to do
but to give to you and to give to me
love forever true for you. Have a guardian angel on high with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love forever.
Bye for now, folks.
Certainly hope you listen again, ladies and gentlemen. Adios.
Well, tonight's the night. No, not for the annual fireworks display. That was the glorious 4th. This is the day, on the night of which, the Carol Burnett Richard Hayes Show premieres on the CBS Radio Network. That's what the shouting's about. Carol and Richard start their every evening, Monday through Friday stand, right here at this spot on your dial this very evening. Songs, comedy, music by Norman Parris. More fun than fireworks by far.